Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Hey, queens.
You guys, just a note before today's Regular Guy Friday, we will be bringing you all new episodes of Regular Guy Friday throughout our little hiatus.
Yeah.
And on Patreon, this week, we're going to be talking about Kelsey's tummy and giving you an update on where we're at with that.
My little upper endoscopy that, thank God, Kevin was here for me.
And then was there anything else?
I think that was it.
You guys have a great Regular Guy Friday.
Bye, Betches.
Hey, queens. You guys, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
We made it again.
We fooled them again. People love that. We fooled them.
But it's getting more exhausting, I think, to fool everybody.
Oh, and I'm getting a call that's ruining our song.
Really?
How? I mean, you can't fool people with that. We're back.
Oh, my goodness. God. Like,
don't they know it's Regular Guy Friday hour?
Right, and that we are
queens.
Yeah, hello.
So rude.
You guys, it's really hot here in LA. And I think I don't know about you, but the post-pandemic, it's hitting me in a way I didn't expect it to hit me. I thought like I would be wanting to run through the streets naked and all this, and I am just hitting it. It's just making me exhausted. Yeah. I'm so tired.
I mean,
how are you feeling, Kelsey?
I kind of want to run through the streets naked.
Oh, that's good. No, I'm glad to hear that. I think for maybe people that were cooped up and were just stuck in one place and couldn't do much, feel like that. But if you were the type of person who was like, I can't be in limbo, I have to find a way to be constructive.
But like, that's what's funny. I feel like I should be tired. And I am, but I think maybe I think it's more like I haven't seen my friends in forever.
Yeah.
So be, yeah, I
that's
don't know.
Fun. No, and also you're an extrovert, so that gives you energy.
Oh, exactly. People give me energy.
And I don't think you were swinging a hammer 7 days a week.
No, I wasn't.
And lugging
that.
Lumber. Mm-hmm. And
so that type of work, but yes.
And not sleeping at night. And
right. But I think that's something to specify because I agree. I think that like that type of work, you're.
But I think there's a lot of moms that were like having to. I mean, could you imagine having your little monsters home and having to teach them, and then
absolutely not,
right? And then you're doing a job full time, and just talk about
it's a lot of work,
a lot, right? And so, and then you're worried about your kids too, and you're worried about, which takes a lot of energy too. So anyway, I'm pretty tired.
Yeah,
I am. And
have you gotten a chance to rest, Kev?
No, because I've been just kind of tying up loose ends, but we're getting very close to that. One thing I will say is, at least I look back at the work that I did in this time. And I don't know, it's, I'm very proud of what seeing now, you know, being able to see all the work that we did here and how good it came out. I'm proud of what we accomplished. And it is now my metaphor with Maria,
mm-hmm.
because I can always point to this and go, okay, Maria,
look what I did here.
Yeah. I know you want to do it your way, or you want to write all these, you know, you think we have to write all these big fat checks to all these quote experts, but this is proof.
A little regular guy power.
That's right. You don't have to.
I think that's a great metaphor for everything though. Even, and we'll touch on this later with my stomach stuff. You're like, you can do it. You don't need all of these fancy schmoobity woobity. Like, they're great. But anyway, so I think that's,
I mean, you know, I think being in the carny business for 10 years, not having health insurance for 10 years, it was,
that's crazy.
You just had to figure out the workaround to everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew guys on the job and I did it once. They did their own stitches.
No, thank you.
They would dip, we would dip our finger. If we cut our hands, we would just dip it in like either turpentine or some kind of like agent to cauterize it. Like, so.
That's Kelsey, horrifying.
Kelsey, side note.
Yes.
Did I ever tell you this story of Lobster Boy?
I don't think so.
You know from our show how many of us struggle with mental health today, but lack time, direction, and money to cope. That's why I'm excited to share Talkspace with you. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and so much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7, so therapy can be on your schedule. It's like having a therapist in your pocket at a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off of your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code BETTER to get $100 off of your first month and show your support for the show. That's BETTER and Talkspace.com. Let's keep healing together. All of you listening to our show know how important it is to live a healthy lifestyle. But we also know how important it is to enjoy life too. That's when you reach for Coors Pure. Now, if you're as huge a beer lover as I am, you know beer can wear you down. Enter Coors Pure. Coors Pure is an organic beer with zero sugar and only 92 calories. A refreshingly simple beer with organic barley, organic hops, and water. It's the perfect crisp and refreshing beer to reach for while living a balanced life. Now, whether you're feeling overwhelmed or celebrating the wins of everyday life, Coors Pure is your perfect beer. When you want to enjoy a beer like I do, without the calories, sugar, guilt, or that overly full, gross feeling, reach for Coors Pure. It's organic, but chill about it. Go to CoorsPure.com to see where you can find Coors Pure. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Albany, Georgia.
So back in the carny business, there was a man named Grady.
Okay.
And at the Topsfield Fair. And I'm sure there's some lessons in all of this, although maybe not, it just might be weird and oddly entertaining. But in that business, over a 10-year period, actually, yes, this will tie back to kind of what's going on today. But in the 10 years in the carny business, you would have these different annual events that you would do. So you do the Topsfield Fair, for example, and that was like, I don't know, maybe like 9 straight days out in this area called Topsfield. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you would pack the truck up and go do the regatta in Harvard Square. And that was like a 3 or 4 day event. And we had events like that pretty much all over New England. And then even as far down as Florida, we had these rib cook-offs, you know, but you would, because you were, maybe it was like a trauma bond, but because you were in these intense situations for these periods of time with the people you would meet at those events. So every event you'd go to, you would meet a new group of, like, you'd meet workers that were working other stands, or maybe they were running the event.
Yeah.
And it was the same people. And you would go there, and we all were working. They were working 20-hour days. We were working 20-hour days. And, you know, you'd end up bonding or helping each other with, like, I don't know, do you have an extension cord? Do you have a broom? Do you have, like, can I borrow your power? I mean, just stuff like that. Anyway, you end up, if you add up the amount of time that you knew these people, I mean, there were certain people that, over the 10-year period, I knew them for 10.
I'm sure you've heard about probiotics. We recently partnered with Just Thrive. Tina Anderson is the mastermind behind this extraordinary product. Why do we need a probiotic?
The world we're living is so disruptive to our gut health, from antibiotics that we take, from Roundup that's sprayed out over our food supply, to stress. We see symptoms like gas and bloating, diarrhea, constipation, skin rashes, autoimmune issues and allergies, mood disorders. So anxiety, depression, all of those types of issues are stemming from our imbalance in our gut.
And the thing about Just Thrive probiotic is you don't have to refrigerate it.
To be a probiotic, it needs to be alive in your intestines, not alive in the refrigerator. And most of those probiotics in the refrigerator actually don't make it to the intestines alive, which is the goal.
If we couple the Just Thrive probiotic and the Just Calm, what do we get?
We know the probiotic alone is helping with the leakiness of the gut and helping all other types of things in our with our overall health. But we know now when we add the Just Calm, it's helping with our mood.
Guys, Just Thrive is a game changer. If you're ready to take control of constipation, bloat, and stress and live your healthiest life yet, you can get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic today. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code HEALSQUAD. You won't regret it.
10 years, but I spent maybe 11 total days with them, but yet felt super, super close. And
like shared experience.
And when I think of meeting Pooja this week, who's working with us, you know, for the first time, it didn't hit me that I never met her.
I know, right?
It's like, hey, Pooja, what's up? Yeah, it's good to see you. Okay, yeah, cool. What's going on? Tell me about LA. Like, and she was like, you could see on her face. She was like, oh, it's good to meet you.
Yeah,
I'm like, wait,
yeah.
We haven't met.
I know.
And I think there's a lot of that with people that in the last 2 years that have had these unbelievable Zoom relationships.
Yes. The amount of friends I have that I've still never met in real life. I've met a couple of them now being back. It's just like,
but you feel like they're your friends.
They're my friends and close friends. It's bizarre.
Right.
I mean, and Pooja was one of them for me too. I kind of was like you, Kev. I was like, oh, hey.
Hey, queen.
Hey, girl. Yeah. Like,
what's up, B?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
so weird.
I was totally crisp when I met her.
Yeah, but he was not soggy.
Not soggy at all.
No.
But
Lobster Boy.
He would fall into that category.
Okay.
So Grady, as we knew him, his tent was next to ours, our place where we sold, like, you know, sausages, fried dough, all different. We sold the food there. Well, we were one of the food people up at Topsfield. And so Grady and like the freak tent was next to us.
Oh, were they the freak tent?
Yeah. So it was, he was headlining it. He was the star, Lobster Boy.
Oh.
And so you'd walk in to his tent and there would be Grady sitting on a table playing cards with the smoking his Pall Malls, and he would have a little glass filled with, you thought was Coke, but it was, as I got to know him, it was like 3/4 rum and just a little bit of Coke. And he had what appeared to be hands that were lobster claws and feet that were lobster claws that were at his knee. Exactly. So he would sit there and he'd be dealing cards with his hands, the, you know, what he had for hands,
okay,
the butt hanging out of his mouth and the marks. That's what they would call the people who would buy tickets to go in the tent, would be ushered in. And he had it down and it was the exact same way every single time. He stopped dealing. He would look up and he would say, hello, I am Lobster Boy. I was born this way, as was my father, as was his father before him.
Wow.
I have 4 children, 2 who are like me, 2 who are not like me. If you would like to purchase a photo, 50 cents right here. Was all it was a like a photocopy. It wasn't even like
a glossy. God.
And he just would say, and then he would look, he had glasses. He would look like under his glasses. And he'd say, I thank you. And then he'd go back to dealing cards. And then everyone's jaw is on the floor. And then any questions? I thank you. Oh, never any questions. Everyone ushered right out of the tent. So done. Wow. Next group of marks come in. and I ended up getting to know him. Going, you know, it took a while because I'm a mark. And a lot of the carnies were weird with me because I wasn't
like them.
No, well, not that, but because I wasn't, we weren't really part of one giant carnival. We would do the food at the carnival. So then we would be, but we'd do concerts. We did like special events. Right.
Yeah.
So we weren't considered carnies.
Right.
And there's a whole kind of language that they all have with each other. Mm-hmm. And it takes a minute to get in with them. But then when you saw how hard I worked and how dedicated I was, it took me that first season, all of 7 days, to finally like, well, that's those 7 days you spent together.
Crazy.
And then eventually we got to know each other. And he did have a son, and the son, I remember being in a wheelchair, and I remember saying, like, Grady, I'll I can take him out, like, to go on the rides or whatever. And he was like, oh, that'd be great. He goes, gloves, 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 because he wanted the son to cover everything up because he couldn't give away the goods.
Wow.
How are you going to make money if people don't see? So
that's
so
wild.
He's from a place called Gibbtown, Florida.
Okay.
Now down in Gibbtown is they would have the annual, like, kind of carny convention,
mm-hmm.
new rides, new food, new, it was just kind of a, and when I went, that's where Grady was. And there's a trailer park there where most of the carnies live.
Mm-hmm.
And Grady was like Bon Jovi.
No way.
Rock fucking star. He was the star.
I believe it.
Married 4 times.
Wow.
And out of all, like, there was a guy that was, there was a bearded lady. There was, you know, all those type of people. And some of them, I think there was the Alligator Man. I was lucky enough to meet, and he passed on.
What does that mean?
He just had, like, a skin condition.
Oh, okay.
But Grady was like the
cream of the crop.
He was like he was the big
the
one.
The it girl.
He was, yeah. He was the, who would we say in your world? The Shawn Mendes. Like, who's the
Shawn Mendes?
The Beyonce. Who's the king?
Sure, Beyonce.
Okay.
We could give him, 5 years ago, I'd say Bieber, but he's a baby now. I like Beyonce, sure.
So
Shawn Mendes.
I get to know him pretty well. At least I think I do.
Yeah.
And in the very few times I'd seen him. And then one year, I'm setting up and seeing all the usual suspects at Topsfield, probably year 8 or maybe year 7 or 6 or 7. And I'm like, wait, where's the Lobster Boy tent?
Where was it? It was gone?
Gone.
No.
And I'm like, excuse me, where's Grady? Wait, oh, you haven't heard?
Uh-oh.
I guess I really didn't know Grady as well as I thought I did.
Oh, nuts.
So Grady, which I can't believe they haven't done more with this. They may end up making public headlines, but... So remember how Grady had 2 children like him, two that were not like him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, his daughter began dating some guy. Like some random guy with like a long stringy hair, concert t-shirt, that kind of guy.
Okay.
And Grady did not approve.
Uh-oh.
So Grady basically says, no, I'm not allowing you to be with him. And she ends up running away from home. So eventually she gets weak and calls home. And Grady says, honey, I miss you. You're right. I accept him. Come home. You know, come be with your family. And I was out of line. Oh, really, Daddy? Yes. So the daughter comes home. And the boyfriend comes into the house to be, you know, to be accepted.
Uh-huh.
Have a nice supper with the lobsters. And Grady
kills him.
Takes a gun out. Blows his head off.
I was kidding about the killing him.
No, he killed
him. Holy shit.
The end. And not.
What happened to Grady?
Not.
Oh, okay, not the end.
Not. Grady goes to trial.
Oh,
right?
My God. And then wins because he's
open and shut case.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Except you can't.
Kill someone?
Yeah, I don't know. You don't rule out Grady. So Grady was like, Your Honor, look at me. I'm defenseless. I'm handicapped. And I'm a man. My daughter is a female in the same way. And if you saw your daughter in this condition with a man like this, what would you do? I love her. I wanted to protect her. And I'm willing
to go to
jail. And I'm willing to go to jail to make sure my daughter is safe. Innocent.
No way. Oh my God.
Story doesn't end there.
Oh my God.
So now Grady. Okay, if Grady wasn't a rock star then, now yeah. Grady oh, is yeah. like, the I'm ultimate. Not only a rock star, I am.
I protect all women.
I literally, no. I not only con people out of their money every week to come see me as a carny and make whatever I make, tens of thousands of dollars doing it, but I literally found a way to get away with murder.
That's crazy.
So ups the drinking.
Oh my God.
And reconciles with his first wife, who he makes his fourth wife.
Okay.
And it's bliss.
It's the most wild story.
It is bliss.
Okay. Until
Grady gets overserved. And you know the term we use overserved for mm-hmm. when you drink a lot, but of course it's not your fault.
Right. It's so everyone else's fault.
Exactly. Yeah. So and yeah. that's a regular guy Friday tip right there. It's you never got drunk, people.
No.
You were simply overserved.
Correct.
Grady mm-hmm. got overserved quite often. And what I never knew was Grady was quite abusive, as you could imagine, when he was overserved.
Uh-oh.
But first wife, now fourth wife, not having it.
Okay.
So one morning, as Grady's like having his way, yelling and screaming, doing his thing, sitting at his table, she comes up from behind and blows his head off.
Oh my God. So no more Grady.
No more Grady.
Wow.
And I think of visiting him and all like the, and wow. Everyone was like, no, he was a sociopath. And I'm like, I had no idea. Like 22-year-old Kevin, like, oh, Grady's cool. He's so chill. He's like fun.
What a cool guy.
We drink together. He tells the best stories.
Oh my
God. No idea.
God.
And that is the legend of Lobster Boy.
How did we even get there again?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know why.
But thank you for that.
Just came into the ADD brain. But it's also, you know, how we get, we don't know people. And by the way, you know what's so funny, Kelsey?
What?
You mentioned, remember we had a...
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
We had someone we hired to help clean up house after all the mess we made here from you know, it was dirt, dust, sand everywhere. We both parents are in hospitals, and I remember the person that was here was like, just had us all so out of sorts, down in the dumps, and you were the one that said, Kevin, we're just super sensitive people, so when you bring around toxic people, it you feel it,
mm-hmm.
but I think you feel it when you're in a more clear state. And I think when you're older,
well, you're aware of it when you're clear.
And I think when you get older, like everything in life, you lose a lot of resilience.
Yeah.
Right. So think about even like if you roll an ankle when you're young,
mm-hmm.
it heals up in a couple mm-hmm. of days. The one thing with me, as much as I can do physically everything I could do in my 20s, I'm blessed in that way. I know if like I got probably hurt my knee or my ankle or something like that, it would take longer to heal.
Of course. Yeah.
But I feel like when you're young, you can
bounce back.
When you're around that kind of energy, you might not feel it as much, or you're also in the state that I've always been, which is the civilian state of like be oblivious to it.
Right.
Or like you get, maybe I was around Grady and it just made me probably, it unnerved me in some way, but I just drank more.
Right.
I just drank more alcohol.
Yeah.
Or I had more caffeine, or I just worked more hours. Mm-hmm. But I think back now and I'm like, oh my God. And like that business, I was filled with guys like that, but I like guys that we knew,
right.
Like, oh, this guy was a bank robber. He did like 12 years. This guy was right. a murderer. And like in that business, you worked with it, but you cut to today. And going back to what you had taught me about that one person we had mm-hmm. here that was just really driving me down. Well, I had a few days ago, we had an AV vampire come in the yeah. house. I don't know if anyone else was an AV vampire, but when we, you know, it's our term for people who suck energy, but it was one of those guys that like, you've heard me say like, when it comes to know-it-alls, it's okay to be a know-it-all.
But?
As long as?
You know it all.
You fucking know it all. Excuse me, everyone.
Which you never do.
So when you get these blowhards that like, oh, no, this is the way to do it. And
yeah.
$1,100 later, is the internet working right now?
Nope.
Nope. I mean.
Nope.
But also, I dealt with them the usual like way of just, trying to be courteous, trying mm-hmm, to help him mm-hmm, run wires, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I noticed when he left, I was really, really down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, like it's so hot out here and I'm so tired. And like, what am I doing with my life? And like, yeah. I feel like so lost and I have so much going on. And Violetta, our house mother, said, and never says a bad word about anyone. Mm-hmm. Kevin, that person, like we can't have him here anymore. He's dishonest. He's dark. Like,
yeah.
And I thought back to what you said mm-hmm. is when you have people like that in your life and you start to become more aware,
yeah.
right? But if you didn't say that to me, Kelsey, I wouldn't be aware. Mm-hmm. I might be blaming the heat.
Yeah.
I might be blaming yeah. like LA. I yeah. might be whatever. Like
yeah.
I may be blaming something chemically wrong with my body. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just something to be aware of.
Yeah,
I keep thinking that. Like I know we almost bring it up every week, but it's like having a heightened sense of awareness, which you get through pauses.
Right.
And I think that's what I hope for everyone out there, your summers can be about.
Yep.
Because even as much as I want our numbers to continue to grow in this time, or at least stay the same, I understand. I was saying to you, Kelsey, mm-hmm. right? I'm like, listen, I mean, if there was ever a time that people would be less interested in an hour a day podcast, I would think it would be like this summer of right all summers.
Now, I know.
Because you're like, get me the F yep. out of the house, get yep. me to the beach.
Yep.
So.
But I think that's a good lesson too, Kev, because I just want to tack on that really quickly. I think it's easy after all of this to just kind of jump back in with our same group or those same people and get back into those yes. same habits, you know? And it's like,
yes.
take inventory before you do that. Give yourself that pause to be like, wait, are my people who I was hanging out with the right people, or are they vampires? Are yeah. they making me feel like shit? You know,
yes.
like there's been certain people, like I'm super aware now. And I'm like,
I know. Yeah. Kelsey's like, it's so funny.
So
Kelsey, dumb. Like you've been on we call it the yeah. hero's journey,
yeah.
the book, but like you left the village,
yeah.
went on the adventure, and now you return home to share the secrets with right. the other villages. But then at the same time, you see that, and we've talked about this, when you go back to your hometowns, you go back to your reunions
right.
and you see people like, wait, you're exactly the same.
You're literally the same.
No growth. No. And now me and Kelsey call them little monsters.
Little monsters.
Because they're not monsters in their respect. Monsters is Grady.
Right.
But we say little monsters in terms of like, they're just narcissistic. Yes. It's just all about them. They're yes. fun. They're queens.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you know, with Kelsey's stomach and like she, poor girl needs someone to take her to the hospital. And, you know, she's doped up, which we'll talk about. She can't drive home. But she just looked at me. She goes, oh, she got a couple of like text messages. She goes, Kevin, little monster.
Little monster.
Little monster.
I'm just realizing how much, like, I never ever before we talked about like narcissistic people. God, my phone is on crack right
no
now.
No, Kelsey, on that, let's take a break.
Okay.
All right, let's take a break and then we're going to come back and I want to hear everything about your adventures man. With all your little monsters.
Guys, is there anything more underrated in terms of self-care than a good hot shower? I know we've talked about cold showers on the show, but I haven't quite gotten there yet. maybe someday, but my showers are my quiet time to be alone, refocus, pray, power up for the day. Our good friends at Olay Body recognize this and believe our shower products should provide the highest level of body care to help us leave the shower looking and feeling our best. With that in mind, Olay Body has just launched a new collection of skincare-inspired body washes that include premium skincare ingredients designed to care for a variety of skin concerns, conditions, and types. Olay Body visibly transforms skin, you guys. It's changed how I thought about my body care routine and my shower. On that note, I'm actually going to go use my Olay Body exfoliating and moisturizing body wash right now. I need some moisture. Yeah, right now. Shower time, people. All right. You can find Olay Body Care products in stores or online. Olay Body, fearless in my skin. We all want better hair, but sometimes we struggle with it. Too frizzy, too dry, whatever it is. Function of Beauty is here to help. Function of Beauty is the world leader in customizable beauty, offering precise formulations for your hair-specific needs. Yes. You start by taking a quick quiz, determining your hair type and hair goals. Next, you choose your color and fragrance, or go fragrance and dye-free. Then, Function's team determines the perfect blend of ingredients, bottles your formula, and delivers it right to you. There are over 54 trillion possible formulations, all vegan and cruelty-free. And guys, they have over 50,000 five-star reviews. I think that's saying something. Go to functionofbeauty.com/better to take your quiz and save 20% off your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and beauty products. Go to functionofbeauty.com/better to let them know we sent you. It helps us, of course, so thank you for remembering that, and get 20% off your order. That's functionofbeauty.com/better.
So I'm just like, after you and I have just talked about like narcissists and narcissism, I never really like, I knew what it was, but I'm like, yeah, whatever. Everyone's fine. Just classic Kelsey. Everyone's great. They have a problem, whatever. Most. No, exactly. I am shook out of my mind the amount of narcissism. It not only in
the queen.
It is insane. It's insane. Everyone's a narcissist. Everyone's a narcissist. I mean, well, not well, everyone.
We're in
but like,
remember, we're in LA.
Yeah. Yeah.
So guys, like, you know, in LA, it's like, if you go, I have these theories, go back to the gold rush.
Yeah.
It was like greed. Do you know what I mean? Like, then it was like in 1920s, I want to go to LA. I want to be famous.
Right.
By the way, at a time where people didn't leave their families.
Right.
Like now it's like, we're different, but like,
so then it was like, don't go.
So when you think of the what drove the people to come here, and those are the ancestors who built this place. Then you add on the fact that it's nothing but sunshine. In you know, when like back there, like in other places, we've got a lot of rain, we've got snow. And yes, that it can bring you down, but at the same time, it keeps you in the house, you bond. I mean, there's just, it kind of grounds you a little bit more, where this is like, everything's just so light and loose. Like, yeah, I'm out. And it just becomes all about you and
all about.
And the only exception I've seen, is with ethnic people, because they seem to hold the values of the culture.
Yeah.
So whether it is Latino or Jewish or Armenian or some Asian or all the way down the line, Italians,
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Stay true to the culture. Then they kind of buck the shallow LA system.
Right.
They're still into family,
yes,
church, temple, whatever. That's the only exception I've seen. I mean, obviously, listen, there are exceptions.
Yes.
But just so when you hear us say, we have a lot of little monsters.
I'm just so much more aware. Cause I would always joke with Kevin, be like, haha, yeah, okay. Those people, no, it's mind blowing, you guys. I almost said to someone the other day that they were like the definition of a queen because they wouldn't help me with something. It was like, at the cost to them.
One of the rules. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
You as a queen.
And I was
never
like,
help.
Oh my God, a queen.
Excuse me. Let me back up. As a queen, you do anything in the world to help the other person.
Right.
So long as it's at zero cost to you.
Exactly. Yes.
And bonus ball, if you can make it be at the cost of someone else.
Right.
That's right. You're like full queen.
Right. Full queen. So yeah, I'm just mind blown. Mind blown. I was telling Maria this the other day that I even had a friend who like, we're all right. Like we're not, I wouldn't say like super close, but just telling me about like old stuff from like these girls who she was still close with in college. And I literally had to say, I'm like, I don't care. Like it's the same drama. It's the same narcissist. And I literally was like, please don't tell me because it brings me down. It brings my, like, wow. I don't,
what did she say when you said that?
She was just kind of like, okay. Okay.
On to the next month.
Yeah. I'm just like,
I would have been like, wait, what?
Right.
Why does that bother you? Like, right. I don't know. I'm just too sensitive.
Yeah. I'm just like, I am. I always like, I say everything with sugar.
No, but I'm glad you said it, but that is very aware of you. Yeah, I'm proud of you, Kelsey.
Like, yeah. I don't care. And that's why I left that. And that's why I moved on. And that's why I've always floated. Like, I'm just like, I don't know.
Well, when I have a lot of people bring that stuff to me, I just go right into solution mode of like, okay, separate from this one.
Yes. Talk.
And then I've come to realize that they don't want to hear that. They just want to stay on the merry-go-round. And I'm like, yeah, but you did the right thing. Yeah. Like, then you just go hit them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not the person to talk to.
And like, there's other friends. Yeah. There's other friends.
Well,
no, but I'm the same way. Cause I used to be like that too. And I still am to a degree. It depends on the person, but yeah, I'm always like, okay, how can we fix this? What can we do? And then it's
if you just want to like stay on the merry-go-round, and when like I just think of all the time that gets wasted on, you know, something like that, like it's you're talking about college friend drama 5 years after college,
right?
You're just like, oh my God, think of all the either amazing breakthroughs you could be having for yourself, all the amazing cool things you could be building,
right?
Or just the amazing amount of fun,
right,
you could be having.
Like, let that go.
Who
cares?
Well, I think more people should also look at things like, is this really moving the needle?
Mm-hmm.
Are we really, is this really doing, like,
is it moving the needle? And back to Susie Patiss, who she talked to us about resonance and dissonance.
Yes.
How is this making me feel? After talking about that, I wanted to punch my head through the wall.
But see, the old you would have just said, right?
Right.
Just like, have a coffee, keep
exactly.
going.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I know. That's how I would
know. I've been on my journey of tough love with people. I actually had a great, another Kelsey lesson from this week. I had a great breakthrough with my friend who she bailed on me coming to pick me up from this appointment.
No, I don't believe
because...
you. So stop lying to the audience. No, you're lying. I don't believe
He's not,
you.
I'm not lying.
I'm taking up for my fellow queen.
And she's one of my best friends. And she came over the next morning. She was like, can I please come over? And I was like, yeah, well, I'm getting ready and I'm about to go leave and do something. I'm like, sure. Like, we can, I would love whatever. Come over. She was telling me why it happened and like, someone else was like stressing her out and blah, whatever. And it
also,
and
this, she had anxiety.
Exactly.
I get it.
And no, stop.
No, I have anxiety right now.
And this other person,
I'm gonna recline my chair.
And this other person that was like stressing her out was someone that she like didn't really even care about. So I said, listen, stop right now. You bailed on me, who you consider one of your closest friends, for this other person who doesn't really mean as much to you. Like, stop and look at that. I'm like, you're lucky that I'm not someone who's just like, bye, I'm done. One and done. Like, you got to go back to like Shauna Nyquist and making those circles, right?
I see so many holes in this.
Okay. You can fill them in after.
Okay. Go ahead.
Fill them in after. But I was like, back to Shauna Nyquist. I was trying to be nice about in our concentric circles. And you guys will remember, she taught us about how you have your middle of your circle that are your closest people. Maria made you make this. And I was mad that I wasn't in the middle circle.
You're in the middle now.
I know you are. No, you said I was in the middle. She was like, no. She was like, she's on the second. She's on the second. I'm like, no.
Yeah, Kelsey, queenie. We're queens.
That's right. So you have your middle.
Me is not a queen.
Right. So you have your middle. It's your family, your outer that are your close friends. Then your outer, and it keeps growing. So if you're giving to everyone on the outside and you're neglecting everyone on the inside, you're fucking lucky if the inside people are going to stick around after you are bailing on them multiple times. So anyways, it was a good little lesson. And I texted her after she left. I'm like, I love you. I'm sorry to be like tough, but all I'm saying is you're a couple years younger than me. I have been there. I am still there. And I go through that. Kevin's looking at me like he's ready to fill in my holes. Okay, go for it.
No, I love you, Kels.
You have to come up and speak more than
no,
mic.
And now I literally that story made me recline the chair.
Oh no.
You'll be able to hear me. I think first of all, your friend, let me bring it to football. It was 4th and 10, and she had the ball and she decided to run the ball up the middle. Couldn't have a worse friggin' call.
Right.
But I think we also have talked on Regular Guy Friday about the universe telling you, giving you messages.
Yeah.
So here's all the holes I see. It's like you had some, this girl had some drama with a friend. She's not even as close to you. And this is, Kelsey, where I want you to love yourself more. And I know part of your tummy is based on this, where remember I said, like, we've talked about it. Your superpower is the fact that you're loose, right? Like you float, you glow.
Yeah.
Everyone loves you, right? You're a magnet. Often our superpowers are our weakness. My superpower is on the Hulk,
right?
No matter where you drop me, it's okay, Kev, we need you to like build a network. Okay, done. Give me a week. You need me to plan a wedding? Done. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Right. Also my greatest weakness.
Right.
Because I'm just before we came in here, I had a neighbor complaining. You don't know this. Neighbor was like complaining about a fence. And I'm like, okay, you guys are swinging hammers like 7 days a week. I have goons looking over my fence. If Max wants to jump over and eat one of them, which is going to like,
I'm going to strike.
Anyway, no. So that's where the bad health comes out. Right. So I have to work on that. But getting back to you, and by the way, there's a lesson in that. A lot of us, our greatest strength is also our greatest weakness.
Yeah.
And I think the people, the winners are the ones that know how to control the power. Like Superman can't control the power. Hulk can't.
Yeah.
That's why ultimately, even though they're two different different Marvel and DC.
This is making me think of The Boys. A-Train, he couldn't control his superpower, his running.
Well, most of them can't because they're human. They're like, and that's why, like, if you study Greek literature, the gods, they had all the Greek flaws, human flaws.
Right.
They had the godlike powers, but then they had ego. They had all the human. But anyway, so a lot of us need to look at that. But with you, Kelsey, your looseness is your greatest amongst one of your greatest strengths, but then also it's one of your weaknesses because you're so like, oh, no big deal. You have an argument
100%.
With like some acquaintance over me who's your best friend who needs to go to the hospital, be put under anesthesia, will not be able, first of all, and if you were nervous and had anxiety about that, I would fully understand. And then you physically could not drive home for a condition you've had for 7 or 8 years, but some argument with a fucking third level friend the day before gave you anxiety where you could fuck off. I know. And that's where like the being the loose isn't good, Kelsey, because like, get the F out of here. And by the way, nothing but love and light toward this friend and the goofy friendship, not love and light, but away from me. And like you are so wonderful to even have given her those lessons. I wish the lesson ended with like, but now know that you put me on the level of the third level friend. And that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it on you to fix that. Yeah. But it's okay. You didn't have to say that. And I wouldn't even say it because usually it's not worth it because she already told you who she is. So you don't need to say it. Now you just go, but now you know.
Yeah.
So don't come and tell me that this is your friend because this is not.
Yeah.
This is another acquaintance. This is another little monster.
Yeah.
On a day like that. And by the way, like, guys, literally, like, I'm taking Kelsey home. And then all the texts come in. Need me to pick you up?
Literally.
This Queens.
I was dead.
I love it.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Bravo.
Yeah. Literally, you guys. I'm high as a kite telling Kevin how much I'm loving anesthesia in life.
Because it's awesome.
Because it's amazing. And I'm literally getting texts. Do you have a ride? I'm like, are you guys kidding me?
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Are you guys kidding me?
But by the way,
yeah, I know.
That's where like when I was like, wait, are you even considering anyone else taking you and dropping you off but me?
I know.
In this city of little monsters?
I know.
You need an adult.
I just, you're so busy and I didn't want to
To drive you down with my laptop.
And we had the best time.
We had fun.
We got smoothies.
Yeah. We had a good time. And I had explained to you why you felt so good with that high.
Right.
Because, you know, when you don't, when you have a pure body and you don't get high a lot or you never get high, that high feels so good. And just, I was saying to Kelsey, for most addicts, it's, they have that same experience at one time too with their first high. And then they spend the rest of their life trying to get back to that high.
Yeah.
And it never quite, it's each one is less and less.
Right.
But that's how, like,
it was cool, beautiful. It
yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And I've had anesthesia before, you guys, but let me tell you, I don't know why it never hit me that way.
It's the stuff they give you before the anesthesia.
Oh. So
the anesthesia is like, almost makes you a little nauseous. Oh. Like that knocks you out, but they give you other stuff to make you a little goofy right before.
Wow.
But,
and I think I was less stressed this time too, because I had you and I knew I was fine. And the other time I went into the hospital, this was going to be what I was going to say, is that it's always funny. I feel like people really show themselves the most when you're in a situation like this, right? Like it's the people, I'm always shook at the people who come through in these situations. And it's like, oh, I mean, obviously I know you would, but the people who don't come through on the other end, you're like,
but again,
thank you for showing me.
Now we can put our heads in the sand. We can cry. Right. We can have pity parties, or we can go, thank you, God. Thank you, universe.
Yeah.
You just showed me.
Yeah.
So now, but you can make a choice. You can continue to invest in these people, which I think is just what a waste of money and time.
Yeah.
Or you can go, thank you, universe.
Yeah.
And let me find those people that will be there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and again, at your age, I was the same way.
Yeah.
It took me to be just, again, Maria cleaned up Dodge in my life at 31, 32. And then I started to every day get a little better at it. And listen, just even the last 2 years and doing this show.
Yeah.
Has made me be like, no, I'm okay.
I know.
But yeah, let's take a break. And there was something written by, oh my God, there was a powerful piece written about little monsters that is so powerful and accurate. And I want Kelsey to read it and give you the person's name. And I want Kelsey to read it too, so I don't get the hate. Because these aren't my words, but they're very accurate about today. But you know, and I think also, Kelsey, when we come back, let's talk about the summer reset, because I do think we shouldn't gloss over that. I think really there's an opportunity here in this.
Agreed.
Summer is upon us, guys, and if your kids haven't already been at home with you all year, well, now they will be, and without any schoolwork. But I have an awesome idea. Why not gift your young innovators with super cool STEAM projects to celebrate the end of the school year? With a KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every month, and not only keeps them busy, but it's fun and educational too. I've been exploring their website, and I personally can't wait to gift my friend's son, Andrew, the walking robot he can build, and the astronaut starter kit. How amazing. Who didn't want to be an astronaut growing up? Your child's free time is occupied constructively, where they get to have fun while learning. And to me, it doesn't get any better than that. With KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart every month. Get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/better. That's KIWICO.com/better. CBD is very popular right now, guys, because we all want something to help us with our stress, but there's so many different brands and it comes in so many different forms. So how do you choose what to use? Look no further. I am here to tell you about Caliper. Caliper is a CBD powder that's the only clinically proven fast-acting CBD. It delivers 30 times more CBD in the first 30 minutes versus CBD oil, and it has no weird taste or residue. You guys know I love my smoothies, and this powder conveniently mixes right in. Another reason I love Caliper is that you get all the great calming benefits with no added junk. It's vegan, it has no fillers or added chemicals. Get 20% off your first order when you use the promo code BETTER at trycaliper.com/better. You guys, you can try it risk-free for 30 days, and if you don't love it, they'll give you a full refund. That's right, full refund. That's trycaliper.com/better. Don't forget the promo code BETTER for 20% off your first order. Enjoy.
So coming back, you know, guys, like, where we're going to have this time. And listen, I guess there's no shame in spending the whole summer being drunk or having fun and blowing steam, because to each his own, no right. judgment. But, you know, this really could be the time. Because I do think, I said 2 years ago, December 21 was going to be, Christmas was going to be kind of the new normal.
Going into 22.
And this will, you know, this summer and fall is going to get us there.
Yeah.
But, you know, this could be your time to, because I think in the fall, things will ramp up again. You know, more companies are demanding people go back to work, be back in offices. Yeah. So I think that this, if this is a time where you can raise your awareness, get out to nature, breathe, ask questions of the universe, you know, take those pauses to get the answers. You know, think about, I think with when it comes to a lot of people wanting to even reset their lives and careers, go back to what I think it was Nicole Walters who said, where joy meets need, find the greatest, your greatest joy and see where it can fill the greatest need. Yeah. But yeah, I think that this is a time, and I haven't been able to have that time, but I just,
you will.
I know I'm physically so tired. Well, Maria's been good about it. She's been saying, like, Kevin, okay, you've got to just stop. You've got to stop. She was like, why are you guys still doing RGF and the Patreon? I said, Maria, I think we have to.
Yeah.
And it's okay, because I love our heel squad and our friends. And so,
and we also know that you guys would be okay if we didn't, but
I'm, yeah.
But we want to be here for you guys too.
Yeah. Yeah. I still want to deliver. And it's, and listen, this, again, when you swing a hammer or you do, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of see what work is. I just, for me, it's, you know, always wanting to deliver and make a really good show and have really cool things to talk about.
And Kevin and I have fun RGFing.
We definitely have fun RGFing.
It's going to be so wild doing RGF with me in C-Town, Seattle, and you back here the next 2 weeks.
And Kelsey's going home. So we've talked about homecomings. So that's going to be very interesting.
I'm going to throw up. I'm so excited to see my mother.
So you go see your mom and dad.
Oh yeah, you know, too. I love them both.
And this, extended family. And Vincenza, is she gonna go?
Well, we have to talk to mommy.
No, mommy. She was like, when I said to Maria, I said, Maria goes, do you think you should be okay? I go, yeah, she'll be fine, Maria.
Vincenza,
wow.
I have my pouch for her, so I can just take her everywhere with
you.
Me.
Got your pouch?
Yeah.
You got your little buddy?
Yeah.
Your little.
The
queen.
Cool thing about Seattle too is, it's such a dog friendly city. All the bars, everything. I mean, like,
Vincenza will have the greatest time.
Yes, she will.
Wow.
Wow, Vincenza, what do you think?
Look at her looking.
Oh my gosh. She's the best. You guys, she got a beautiful grooming job today.
Yeah.
She looks
like, oh, and she got her teeth done.
Yeah.
They're nice and white.
She looks like a queen.
Yeah, she's ready. She's full queen energy.
Full queen energy.
Are you ready to read this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
So this is Chimamanda Adichie. All right, you guys ready for this? In certain young people today, like these two from my writing workshop, I noticed what I find increasingly troubling, a cold-blooded grasping, a hunger to take and take and take, but never give, a massive sense of entitlement, an inability to show gratitude, an ease with dishonesty and pretension and selfishness that is couched in the language of self-care.
Oof. Okay, we just pause.
No, you know, that holy part kills me.
Hey, by the way, did she not just say...
She killed it.
Hey, queen.
Yeah, yes. Oh, hey, queen, shut up.
Oh, wow.
Like, pretension and selfishness that is couched in the language of self-care. Yeah. An expectation always to be helped and rewarded, no matter whether deserving or not. Language that is slick and sleek, but with little emotional intelligence. That kills me too.
Attacking my queens. How dare you?
An astonishing level of self-absorption, an unrealistic expectation of, what's this word?
My goggles.
Puritanism?
Interesting.
What does that mean?
Puritanism? Puritanism. In other words, like read it again.
Okay.
Read that sentence.
An unrealistic expectation of Puritanism from others.
From others, meaning, which I talk about it all the time, is that we are full of moral outrage, but no morality. So we expect everybody
to be
Jesus Christ.
No cancer.
But we're pieces of shit.
Without
showing anyone or admitting anyone.
Got it. Yikes. Okay. An overinflated sense of ability or of talent where there is not any at all. An inability to
None at all.
This next line. Inability to apologize truly and fully. Not just a flippant like, oh, I'm sorry. No. Truly and fully without justifications. A passionate performance of virtue that is well executed in the public space of Twitter, but not in the intimate space of friendship.
How's that for a need of the balls?
And I'm just like, and as this, I don't even by know way, so where... everyone,
as this was being read to Kelsey, the part of Kelsey that's young and part of this generation, Kelsey, I've never seen that look on your face ever. You like pierced your lips.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh yeah. My God, what are you saying?
Yeah.
And even me, when it was being read, I'm like, no, my queens, all my little monsters are being torn down.
It's just unfortunate how poignant. It's like, it's perfect. Like, she's so eloquent.
Now,
she nailed it.
This is a 43-year-old female from Africa.
Oof, yeah.
So talk about a left hook.
I know. And where do we find her?
I don't know how we cancel her for saying this. Like, but I don't know how the queens are gonna cancel her.
Wait, but so okay, someone sent this to
you. Yeah, I just got sent. I forget how I end up getting it, but. Wow. Well, let me comment on it. I feel like, is it accurate? Yeah, but and I'm sorry. Like, is it accurate to the younger generation? I say no.
Mm.
I say it's all of us.
I agree.
I say every kid, you think it's just your generation on Twitter?
No.
And Facebook? Hello?
Yeah.
That is like everybody. That is like, with the exception of the old people, like,
right.
You know?
Right.
That like still tip their hat to you and say,
right.
Have a nice day and, you know, give away free eggs in Connecticut.
Angels.
Right. No, I mean, listen, everyone has their blind spots. But
yeah.
I do think that it goes back to what I said. We've just eliminated so much of we've just made life so full of pleasure,
mm-hmm.
and instant gratification. That these
it's
are
too
all,
easy.
Easy. And so this is where we've gone. And everybody was a star.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was a star. Every kid was a star. I think, and I want to interview her. And Maria's like, oh, no, not this one, Kevin.
She's like, I got this.
No, I need to speak to her.
Yeah.
And not you. You can maybe talk to her afterwards. She's like, but this woman's incredible.
Yeah.
I think, but here's the thing, guys. Why are we going to look at this and indict, let's say, a generation or even indict ourselves? Like, why don't we look at this first of all and say, okay, this is what is, okay? Instead of like arguing back and forth,
mm-hmm.
that's not true, and you guys ruined the environment.
It's your fault.
And by the way, and I've said from the beginning, where are the parents and the teachers who raised, if it is the young people?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you are mm-hmm. more guilty
mm-hmm.
because the kids were just kids. They didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then what are we going to do? All like, throw ourselves off a bridge? Like, no, but I think that when we can hear these things, Right, Kelsey?
Yep. I'm sending it to my family right now.
We can become more aware.
Yes.
Because listen.
If you actually listen. You know,
yes. And you go, okay, like, God, like, yeah, sometimes I can fall into that too.
Yeah.
Or I see that in myself. And you know what? Ugh.
Right.
I don't want to be, because I would like to, I believe this. I believe that the people that are tweeting the, like, hashtag blast, hashtag, I think in their hearts, even though they're dark inside, they're toxic, it's phony. But I think if they had a choice, if you said, wouldn't you really want to feel this way? They would say yes.
I agree.
And they probably believe that they do feel that way.
Yes.
Even though their actions are completely contradictory.
Yes.
But I think that, listen, when Maria was doing the show and she started kind of teaching people how to take care of a parent or how to be there for a friend when a friend is sick or when a friend has a loved one who's sick, a lot of it was educational.
Yeah.
So a lot of our younger friends, you know, you included, Kelsey, yep, were like, wait, I never thought of you need food to bring food over. I never thought of. So, mm-hmm, you know, I think that not all, yes, most of your mini monsters, your little monsters are little monsters. But I think that I honestly think, and without naming names, I think that if we ever really spelled, like with that girl, like, you still were there. The girl that didn't drive you because she had an argument the day before that triggered her.
Right.
Like over some like third party friend.
Right.
And you still like added to the narrative by making it about her and giving her like all this great advice for like, and rather than like, had you said, listen, are we good friends? Yeah. Well, guess what? We're really not.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had some argument a day before with some other thing that you couldn't bring me to the hospital.
Right.
So if you want to be a friend, then think about that. Cause that's what a friend does. Cause that's what I do for you. And that's what I do for my friends. And my real friend came and drove me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest gift you'd give her.
Yeah.
But going back to this, I think that this lady, rather than all of us like drawing the line in the sand and figuring out a way to like defend ourselves, attack this lady, like, why don't we listen to this?
Yeah.
And say, yeah, you know what? A lot of this rings true.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like this.
Right. Well, that was funny. That was one of Maria's comments after she was reading it. She was like, I know that you, I mean, obviously I hear truth in it, but then she's like, you're thinking about yourself too. And like stuff that rings true for you. And I'm like, yeah, 100%. Well,
Maria's more evolved, so she does that.
Yeah.
But most people will go into, not me.
Right.
Or F you, who are you to tell me?
Right.
You've done plenty.
Right.
And I vote for Trump.
Right.
Or, you know, or I vote for Biden, whatever. Right. Like, no.
No, but
breathe.
It's, yeah.
There's a lot of truth.
Yeah.
In what she said. And most of us are in one way or another are guilty of that. And all we can do is see it in ourselves and work on ourselves in our and be decent in our microtransactions. Mm-hmm. And if we all do that, we'll see things get better. But I think I love someone like this.
Me too.
To come from her.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing when it comes from Tony Robbins, like, okay, really?
Right.
You know, like you just immediately don't want to hear it from an old guy.
Right.
Like, but it's really cool. And I definitely think we should talk to her.
Yeah, I agree.
And I also think that it's we all have to look at ourselves.
And I hope that she's one of the many that start to come out, you know, and speak those things and speak those truths. And I don't know.
I feel like we are, unfortunately, when I still see some of my friends and how they're raising their kids, I still think that I still think that they're taking away all their pain.
Yeah.
And they're micromanaging them. And they're, and by the way, some of the kids I know are like, get dad, mom, cut the shit. You're making an idiot out of me. You know what I mean? Like, so.
Oh yeah.
I still see it.
Well, I know some parents
I still see it. And I think I don't know. Adam Carolla said I have the crystal brain.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're about 20 years away from realizing that we have to get back to nature. Yeah. We have to have phone timeouts.
Yeah.
We have to really be more strict with the kids. And I don't mean just strict in terms of helicoptering them. I mean, strict in terms of like, no, I know you want an Xbox, but no, you're not getting one.
Right.
And whatever, like whatever it is that's excessive and maybe not healthy.
Right.
No, you're not getting that.
Right.
No, we're going to go out. We're all going to go in the, a guy, one of the things in Connecticut, I swear to God, like I want another Better Together show I'd love to launch is they figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I met this woman who worked at a,
the tailor.
Yeah, a tailor. She was, you know, she was a seamstress and she homeschooled her kids. And I talked about this prior on the show before, but she homeschooled her children. And by junior year, they decided, all right, let's try public high school. They were both bored. They still got their great grades. But they both went on to be very successful. But she was like, we're going to learn biology by going out, going down to the pond and getting tadpoles. And we're going to, you know, she just, yeah. And I was just blown away by how she did it. But I think when we realize we redefine success, when we stop trying to eliminate it, it's when we stop trying to provide endless pleasure.
Yeah.
You know,
and cushion every blow.
You know, yeah. And
jump it. Like, I want to say too,
please.
A lot of times, or I mean, I know a couple parents who like I work, or not work group, but am friends with their kids. And it will be like certain parents who are like, they'll jump in and say something. And it's like, you know, if you touched on this, Kev, it's like, if your kid knew you were saying that, they would be mortified.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. And it's
well,
like,
you told me that, you know, right. I stole that from you. Because right. You were like, oh no.
Yeah.
This person would be like,
mortified.
Mom, what did you say?
Stop. So it's like, oh yeah. Friends, parents who are like, oh, make sure she, whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, like, stop it.
Yeah. Don't
stop it. So it's like, don't like, let them grow, let them live, let them learn on their own. We don't need to cushion every single blow.
You know, the one of the best kids that ever worked for me.
Besides me.
Besides you. But again, you know, Doug and Deb, like they set the bar high with you.
Yeah, they did.
Your dad wasn't playing and he knew you could take it. So he was like, no.
Yeah.
No, Kelsey, you don't get to have a temper tantrum. You don't get, and you still did it, but he's like, good, have your fun.
Yeah.
You're not getting your way.
Yeah.
100%. But I will give you an example of a parent that came up to me at AfterBuzz. He said, hey, Kevin, can I talk to you? And I go, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. And by the way, like 10 years of running AfterBuzz, and I can't tell you how many parents would call me to tell me how, what was best for their child, how they worked best, and the parameters they needed.
So stupid. Like, that blows my mind.
And I used to say, guys, you're lucky it's me, and I will not hold this against you or your daughter or son.
And it wasn't even a job. No, like it's
no, some that were working for me.
Oh.
Yeah, no, some that were
working for me. Which is still mind-blowing.
But I was saying, you're lucky it's me, because I'm, whether you do work, you're on salary at AfterBuzz or you're hosting, we still have the same core values, which is we want to educate. So I said, I want to educate you. And I would say to them, like, when is it going to stop?
Yeah.
You just think miraculously at 35, 40, 45, they're obviously going to be adult. They're going to be able to stand on their own 2 feet. Now, all of a sudden, when you've done nothing to help prepare them,
right.
You're still going to be making these calls.
Right.
Not to mention the fact that this is Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get them knocked out of the business. No one's going to put up with this. Yeah. Our vicious business.
No.
But this one father pulled me aside. I said, oh, here we go. Goes, I need the truth out of you. I'm like, okay.
Oh God.
And he's like, he says he's doing good here. He's like, but I want to hear from you. He's like, is he coming through for you? Is he showing up on time? Is he doing his job? You know, like,
wow.
I was like, wait, am I in 1971? Where am I?
Yeah.
And I'm like, he really is. He's fantastic.
That's great.
I love him. And I'm proud of him. And but I'm like, it's no coincidence why this kid had that work ethic, because the father was like, no, you better be pushing him and he better be coming through.
100%.
And I was like, whoa,
that's something dope.
Kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. It's like your dad.
My dad always. Yeah. If there was something that came up, he's like, all right, well, what did you do? What can you do better next time? Like with my,
and you got X,
and I got pissed.
Right. Yeah.
Pissed.
Yeah. Bud.
Pissed.
But look at you now.
I know.
And
that's,
I think,
cool though.
And we'll end it on this note too. It's like, I still think, we talked about this last week, but you know, whether it's, you know, Maria's 20 years in entertainment news,
and how she want, you know, we talked about her seeing, I go, Maria, are you going to see this? Are you going to own the negative truth of this? It was toxic. It was this, mm-hmm, that, and the other, mm-hmm, thing. Well, you're going to own the positive truth. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I like did all that and then some, and physically I'm still standing.
Right.
And I have wonderful friends and connections through this. I have a beautiful house. And I think as we, you go into you, you could look at your childhood, dad, you were hard on me. And right. Or you go, no, you know what? Like, look what all right. the good
right.
that came out of it. And I feel like with the pandemic, we can look at it the same way.
I agree.
You can look at it and go, I lost everything. Yeah. Or you can go, you know what? Let's go over all the good things we went through. And listen, if it's not too late, it's never too late. You know, Gene Simmons had this great quote. He would say, it's never too late. It's never too late. It's just later than you think. But it's always the perfect time to start.
I love that.
So if you, let's say you, let's just say, and I doubt the Heal Squad did this, but if you did, no judgment, if you Netflixed and chilled your way through the pandemic, and now you want a beach party and chill, which I see a lot of people doing, and I promise it's the other side of this is not going to be good for them. But if you were one of those people, no judgment, maybe you needed that. But it is not, it's never too late. And it's the perfect time to start. And there's that quote about how do you eat a wheel?
You just start.
One little bite at a time.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I mean? So it's like one little thing at a time. And
I think it's easy to get wrapped up in almost like kicking yourself, you know, judging yourself, right? It's like, well, I didn't start then and I did this, so I'm not going to start now. It's like, you just got to do it. You just got to do it. And like you said, one little step at a time.
One little step at a time. And you know, shame, you guys. We all want to eliminate it. I think.
What did Koechner say? Shame and.
He doesn't exist. Shame and guilt.
Yeah.
And listen, I think that people need to hear that because people are so, I'm one of them, me so too. Crippled by shame and guilt. But it, in a small dose, it's good because it can make you go, you know what? I'm ashamed that I hurt this person's feelings. I don't want to do that again.
Right.
I'm ashamed that I spent all my money. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be smarter with my money now. So like, to a degree, but you know, I guess it's off the subject, but I was telling you how, when I look at the work I did at this house, which I'm sorry, guys, you're going to probably hear me say this a million times. I'm going to break my hand patting myself on the back.
It's so good
for the work that I did here.
Yeah.
But I keep saying to Maria, this is a metaphor for the rest of my life, because unfortunately, one of the things that Maria and I have done is we've owned a lot of the negative truths.
Right.
Of say films that I made that I own the negative truth, how much money they cost, or they didn't, you know, they didn't get the reviews, or the crews I hired didn't come through and it made a mess of the film, or even at AfterBuzz, you know. And I said to Maria, you know, it's so good to have, and I'm not a contractor,
right?
I'm not even a handyman.
Your plan was in your mind.
That's it. There's no, no blueprints, nothing. And it's great too, because Maria's really super high-end friends who have like multi-million dollar homes came in, jaw on the floor.
Yeah.
And one asked me, and he's famous too. He was like, would you come to New York? I just bought a giant like loft in New York. He's like, would you? Maria's like, no.
And
he's
done.
I said, yeah, I will.
That's awesome. Maria
goes, no. I wouldn't in New York. You know why?
Why?
The Home Depots and the traffic.
It would be a
nightmare.
When you have to walk. Because you like, how are you supposed to? And you can't walk. No, I can't, but you know. I didn't even think about that.
But I look at this and I now go, you know what? This is what I can do. And I was able to hack this, you know, and what else can I do now in the future? And you know, so, and I look back at my past things and I'm owning more of the positive truth. I mean, like, it's like every show now is an after show. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know.
AfterBuzz was created before The Talking Dead.
I know.
We were the
original.
First.
I know.
First of all, we were the first to do after shows. Number one. Number two, we were the first streaming network, like a full network that was doing audio. And by the way, no one could touch us. Like sponsors, because no one knew how to handle us.
I know.
Even Apple had to start reconfiguring their algorithms because we had so much content.
I know. Can I also just tell you, side note, how upset I get when I've like watched a show that I know no one else in my life has watched and I need to talk about it with someone. And I'm like, I wish I had an after show.
Now
that no one will talk to me about Riverdale.
But the old me would run back in and say,
no, it's let's not the get right it going. Time. Yeah.
But I want to, I need some time.
Yep.
I need to recharge. I need to reimagine it in a responsible way.
Yep.
And, but Maria keeps saying, Kevin, time. Because everything, more time goes by, more things become clear.
Yeah.
My biggest problem is not being able to pause.
Yeah.
Because I am. And one of our Heel Squad people always comments about how good limbo is because it is a time to pause. I know, but I hear what she's saying.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, get up and fight. Same. And I have fought against the universe many times.
Yeah.
And it's always to mixed results. Mm-hmm. And so, sometimes it's okay to kind of just sit. And so this summer, I'm going to try. It's hard for me.
I know it is.
It's really hard. Same. I'm going to try to sit more and think and rest because I'm so tired.
I know. We need you recharged. I envision Kevin, like, we need to put him back on the battery pack and just leave him there for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, you're at about like half power. We need to get you up to like that green full power.
Maria said too, one time she was like, she felt like a car that just kept putting in $5.
Yeah.
And I've kind of always been like that.
You have.
Yeah. But my dad was like that too, but then he was dead at my age.
Yeah.
And so I think, cause when I think you're like that, eventually the wheels come off the wagon.
They have to.
One way or another.
Yeah. Because like your tip, you always have to put, you can't run your gas till low or your tank till low, and you have to put nice gas in it or else the engine's not going to last and the car's not going to last. That's so your car's not going to last. My if you keep, you last. Know, mm-hmm. My car's not gonna last. You need premium gas and you need to not run it to the end.
I think so. Yes. That's what we say. So
do we need some Kings and Queens music?
I think we do.
I think so too.
Let's get everyone out of here. You guys have a great weekend. It's kind of like it's summer, right? It's official, right?
I think so. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think June is it June 20th or is like
I don't even know that, but sure.
It must be.
It's sunny in Seattle, so I'm saying that's summer. That's crazy.
I mean, like this is how lost we all are.
I know.
I don't even know what
I have no idea.
But yeah. Be out there, be safe. I know there's no masks in LA. So I'm going to keep my neck gaiter.
Keep mine in my purse.
Because there's always somebody going, mask.
Yeah.
I'm like, fine. I don't want to deal with
humans. Here's my thing. If it makes them feel better, especially if you go into like the workers still have to wear them. So I'm like, it makes you feel better.
I respect you.
Of course.
The less
arguing,
fighting, the less communication, the better. But you guys, please. Do we get any new reviews this week or no?
Excuse me. Oh, my music has a stop while I pull it up. Okay. Oh, did I read this one? I'm going to read it anyways.
What did we do wrong this time?
No. It's a good one. It's from Mom Need Saba. I'm sorry if I butchered that.
Mom is a queen.
Yeah. I love listening to Regular Guy Friday. It kicks off my weekend. I love how it makes me think and look at life differently and makes me laugh at the same time. Kevin and Kelsey make a great team.
Holla.
Make a great team. I love Kevin's thoughts on millennials. I totally agree. And I am one. Oh, yes.
I love my millennials.
Please keep it going. You guys are the best. Oh my God, I love it.
You guys, please keep the reviews coming on Apple Podcasts. 5-star review would be nice. And every little bit counts.
And you know, as I was listening to a podcast yesterday, it was making me laugh and I need Kevin to listen to it, how he gets people to comment on Apple reviews. He's like, I'm not. And he's a like very vulgar comedian. And he's like, you know, I'm not a stupid loser asshole who just like goes on and asks people to make comments. But all I'm saying is if you wanted to do it, it would be amazing. And I'm like, you know what? That's kind of funny.
He opens it. That's what you're supposed
to
do.
He opens with
not
that.
Not like us. No. We're just always so exhausted trying to catch up.
So it really means a lot to us, you guys. And Kevin, Maria, and I all.
Bye, Patches.